T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, I'll tell you what, if there was a Hall of Fame for curators of famous zoos, our next guest would be that guy. Henry Kasperczyk, the pride of Lawrenceville, who is the curator of reptiles and Kids Kingdom on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Henry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What a buildup.
Well, now you got to pay it off. Yeah, well, you've had a lot of stuff going on at the zoo. Didn't you guys just have a few births that were a big deal?
We had our lion cubs that went out this year. And then at our satellite facility, we had an elephant birth, which is a real big deal. So, we're moving along with a pretty good year, and we're very glad of that, pulling out of the pandemic. It's been a rough year last year, and we're doing real well this year.
Plus, you have a new opening coming up real soon here, and it's been in the news for a lot of different reasons. It's the Asian Lantern Festival at the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium. What can we expect with the Asian Lantern Festival?
Well, you know, Pittsburghers are yearning to get outside and do something a little different, so travel's been tough for a lot of people, so we decided to bring Chinese artisans in, and they're working with these colored silk fabrics over animal frames, and they're lit up, and it's spectacular. They are putting them up as we speak. I'd say about 75 to 80% of them are already in place, and it is creating a stir with the visitors as they come through during the daylight hours. Now, this event actually starts at 6:30 Thursday through Sunday, starting on the 14th of August. So it's a little while before people can come out, but it's reasonably priced. It's if you go online, it's less than $20, and depending if you're a senior or a child, it's even cheaper than that. So we encourage people to come out and see something very different. It'll make you feel like you're in another world. You're not in Pittsburgh. And you know, not only are we going to have these fantastic lanterns and animal displays that are lit, you're going to have a chance to see some Asian themed entertainment, foods, and so it's an immersive experience.
Henry, how long have you been at the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium now?
Let's see, I started when I was 8 years old, so I've been here 41. I'll be there 41 years in September.
Are you kidding? Wow, that's awesome.
I think there might have been a child labor law or something broken there, but
he may have exaggerated his starting age. But meanwhile,
how do you become curator of reptiles and Kids Kingdom? They seem like two vastly different areas of the park. And how did you get into reptiles to begin with?
Well, it's, you know, actually when I was young, my brothers took me out and showed me how to catch snakes and salamanders and things that you probably shouldn't be doing. But nonetheless, I could have been doing worse things. But, I learned to go down to the river or go out to Shenley Park or wherever and sort of herp around as a kid. So that piqued my interest. And as a kid from Lawrenceville, you don't get a lot of animal experience, but we were fortunate enough to be, 3 miles from the zoo, and getting to come to the zoo, you get more inspiration. So when I got a job here, which I was lucky to do, you work your way up. And so I've literally worked every part of the zoo at some point in my career.
I remember when you had a Komodo dragon and I was doing a little tour for TV. Oh, you'll love this, Kevin. So Henry has a sense of humor, a little dry sometimes. I said, what do these things eat? And he says, oh, because at the time, Sharon Stone, remember the actress her husband, that Komodo dragon grabbed her husband's foot.
Right.
And Henry said, oh, that's because he was wearing white tennis shoes. And they're fed, you know, these rats that, and the rats are white, and I looked down, I had white tennis shoes on.
And he, you know, and I strung you along there a little bit. They actually told him to take his white tennis shoes off for that reason. He had his bare feet out, and they probably stunk more like something that was
edible.
But I had to get you a little bit.
Oh, you're tremendous at that. I've always enjoyed my visits with you, and I know that our zoo is really a special place for a lot of people because you've reinvented yourselves over the years. So what is the rarest reptile you have right now?
Well, we do have two Komodo dragons. They were not as friendly as the one I took you in with. And, you know, it's a critically endangered animal. So I'd say that's probably the rarest one and probably the visitor favorite as well.
Now, if I remember correctly, the gentleman who got bit, Sharon Stone's husband, was critically injured because of that, because of the, I don't know if it was a toxins or some sort of bacteria that he got from the mouth of
They can take down
dragon.
A water buffalo, can't they?
Yeah. How dangerous are these animals, and how do you deal with them? How do you move them from section to section?
Well, you know, that hype is real and wild, but, you know, being in a city or somewhere where you can get medical care, we have great medical care here, getting a bite from them may result in a hospital stay, but not necessarily death, which is what you want to avoid. So they do have a bacterial load. I'd say about 9-10 years ago, there's a paper that came up by a Dr. Fry in Australia who claims that they also produce a venom. And venom, if you look at the information, the venom is basically an anticoagulant. So as Larry mentioned, a water buffalo getting bitten by one of these animals may not die immediately, but it'll go off, and it may die a day later, bleeding out. And they're able to track that animal and find that, 1,200-pound water buffalo. And at that time, it's a communal feed. It's not just the one who bit them. There'll be other dragons that come along. And it gets kind of dicey for the small ones because they may be, an appetizer. They'll eat another dragon.
So other than the bacteria, the poison, and the fact that it stalks you, not a problem to deal with.
Yeah, they're one of the few animals, like the polar bear and tiger, that actually tracks, stalks humans and can consume humans. So they have a reputation that is well-deserved.
Well, keep your hands and feet inside the car. In this case, looking forward to the Asian Lantern Festival, the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG.
Hey, we have one other thing I just want to throw out there for people. Not only are we doing the Asian Lantern Festival August 13th, Friday, the 13th, we're doing Wild Illuminations, and that's like a high-end event. It's not a black tie event, but it's going to be, dinner and drinks and music. And I'd encourage people, if they're interested in that, go on and look at Wild Illuminations for August, Friday the 13th as well. If you like a high-end event and get to see the lanterns at the same time, it'd be a great time to come out.
Well, Henry, as always, we appreciate you, and this should be a big deal, and looking forward to it. Thanks for the time.
Well, come out and visit. We appreciate seeing you guys.
All right. Henry Kasperczyk, the pride of Lawrenceville, curator of reptiles and kids' kingdom at the Pittsburgh Zoo PPG Aquarium.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.